Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Here's a question. Who should make our laws, people who are elected or people who are not elected? You'd think it would be an obvious question to any American. Shockingly, it's not. In the rush to regulate so-called dark money, some legislators are casting aside the notion that government depends on the consent of the governed. The replacement idea seems to be, just let the bureaucrats decide. We've talked before about so-called dark money and how the desire to regulate it in politics often has unintended consequences. It's good that we want our public servants to be accountable to the people, but it's terrible when the price we pay is a loss of privacy and freedom for Montana families. Senate Bill 289 was heard yesterday in the Senate State Administration Committee, and it combines the worst of all these elements. As a so-called dark money bill, its supporters claim it will increase accountability in politics. The problem is, the law gives massive rulemaking authority to the Commissioner of Political Practices. So instead of our elected officials setting firm protections for Montana families, what we get instead is a law that offers almost no protection for privacy and freedom other than a promise that we can trust the bureaucrats. In previous forms, so-called dark money bills have made rules about who's allowed to participate in political debate. They've set hurdles that Montana citizens would have to cross before they're allowed to voice their political opinion. They've limited participation, and worst of all, the past versions of these laws required that Montana families divulge personal information about their home, where they work, and more. Understandably, Montanans revolted. These bills went down in flames, and the First Amendment right to say what you want, when you want, and where you want has been kept safe in Montana until now. But the dark money folks are back again, and they learned a lesson from their last defeat. This year, they brought forward Senate Bill 289, and they took out all of the objectionable language that caused Montanans to reject their last effort. The trouble is, instead of saying how organizations are allowed to spend, the law now lets the Commissioner of Political Practices make the choice with no elected input. If the government is going to tell the people what message they're allowed to communicate, when they're allowed to communicate it, and how loudly they're allowed to communicate it, those decisions ought to be made by elected officials. Pushing them off onto someone who will never stand and be accountable before the people is not the way America should do business. If someone's going to take away your rights, you should at least get the chance to vote for or against that person. Everyone is concerned with how expensive political campaigns have become. The dollar figures tossed around by presidential campaigns are so high that most Montana families can't even imagine that much money. But no one wants to give up our freedom to solve the problem. No one wants to abandon the First Amendment just so we can have cheaper political campaigns. It's not right to make Montanans choose between accountability and privacy. We can have both. That's why the Montana Family Foundation opposes Senate Bill 289, and we hope that you will as well. If you want to make your opinion known on the bill, visit montanafamily.org. There you'll find a link for the Montana Legislature and information about how to contact your legislators and let them know whether you support or oppose Senate Bill 289. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.